When rioting erupted in D.C. after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago this week, more than store windows were shattered. Some families are still struggling to pick up the pieces half a century later.
WTOP's Brennan Hazelton has more now as we continue our special series, D.C. Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots.
At least 4,000 National Guard and federal troops are in this uneasy town tonight.
At our age, we didn't know what a riot was.
On April 4th, 1968, Vanessa Lawson Dixon was 13. She says her 15-year-old brother, Vincent, was among the looters roaming the streets.
At 8th and H Street Northeast, right around the corner from my grandmother's house and right around the corner from where we actually grew up. And he went missing.
The family hired a private investigator, searched the streets lined with boarded up buildings themselves, but Vincent could not be found.
My mom was grieving. My dad was grieving. My brothers were grieving. I was grieving. He was my best friend. We grew up together, like two peas in a pod.
More than 3 years went by until a construction worker made a discovery at the burned out Morton's department store on H Street Northeast. They were Vincent's remains, a victim perhaps of smoke inhalation.
I don't know. I'm trying to make myself believe that he died quickly and that he was up there trying to get away from the police or he was trying to get away from the smoke.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet.
Today, this Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell song makes Vanessa Lawson Dixon think of Vincent. But 50 years later, anger still simmers toward a city she feels let her big brother down by not doing more to find him.
I finally want the right people to hear me this time because my dad passed 2 years ago yesterday. And he told me that he wanted me to get to the bottom of it because there were so many things that wasn't done properly, so many questions that left unanswered. And that nobody was ever held accountable for it.
If this world were mine.
In my next report.
Well, burned victims are hard. They're hard to identify.
What may be the biggest remaining mysteries of the 1968 riots. With WTOP.com writer-producer Jack Moore, Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.